ahead in Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run. We are the boys who will stop your little game. We are the boys who will make you think again. 'Cause who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done?
Into Dad's Army. Uh-huh. I mean, I must have had an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Or they decided from Spotlight I was right for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can remember the week, clearly, of doing it.
Cause yeah.
You had a whole week on it.
Uh-huh.
And it was very interesting, because when you normally, in television shows in those days anyway, when you weren't doing anything, everybody would sit and read the Daily Telegraph and do the crossword. But because they were all the characters were so inventive, you daren't do that. You followed them round from set to set in the rehearsal room because they were so inventive.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Perry and David Croft loved that. They liked the actors to think of things to say. I remember Arthur Lowe had to say something about Bognor Regis, and he said that rather pompously because it got the name Regis in it. Well, no, it wasn't like that. It was called Just Said Bognor, and he put Regis in to make it sound posh. You see. Yeah, that's right, I remember that. And John Le Mesurier, however you pronounce his name, he always came to life if he had an audience. You know, in rehearsal room he was quite, you know, dull and dreary. But the moment he had an audience, he'd come to life. When they had the technicians, the cameramen would come in to have a look at the show before it went into the studio. He'd give a performance. He'd liven up. And then when they'd gone, back he'd go down again. But he had to have an audience. And but they were very, very nice people. Very nice people. But it was a very funny sketch that had to do with Christmas and the Stars, because what they were doing was playing charades, and they were showing how Britain avoided being conquered through the ages. So Arthur Lowe was John Bull, and Clive Dunn was a rustic, soul of the earth, rustic type. Then one of them was Philip of Spain, John Le Mesurier, what was he, Napoleon or something, and the joke was that an air raid siren goes, and I came on as a real German, but they kept having a little refrain through this sketch, they don't like it up and so, when they were beaten, and of course Clive Dunn had a pitchfork and stuck me up the bum. And I jumped a mile into the air and he said, they don't like it often, sir, they don't like it often. And I subsequently worked with Clive Dunn again in Pinocchio, because I had a long 30-year career of being a baddie in Panto.
Mm-hmm.
And in Pinocchio I was the wicked coachman, and I think Clive Dunn was Geppetto, the puppet maker.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked with him again. But Jimmy Perry and David Croft were lovely, lovely theatre guys, particularly Jimmy Perry, because he ran Watford for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And he was so encouraging all the time. But anyway, we recorded it, and at the same time as they were recording Manhunt, their main episode, and the reason they were doing A Christmas Night in the Stars with Manhunt was because most of Manhunt was on film, and they had time to spend on Christmas Night with the Stars. So we did that and recorded.
You mind your own business, and don't you get stopping with me, mate. There's an alert on, and I haven't got time to waste on you. That's nice, isn't it? That's very nice, spitting on church property, you foreign hooligan. Come on, I'm taking you into the Home Guard and Captain Mannering. Come on, get inside here. Come on, get inside. Now, Captain Manor, we've just caught this German pilot. Now, What's going on here?
Never mind that. What's happened?
Well, he's just bailed out. We've had a lot of trouble with him. It's taken 2 hours to get him here. Stand up. Stand up straight. Get on your feet.
Okay, I don't see any more trouble from you. You'll find yourself locked in the cellar. What have you got to say for yourself?
England shall be crushed, never to rise again. Heil Hitler!
They don't lock it up, me no, sir. They don't lock it up.
All right, call it surrender.
But they weren't happy with the way Manhunt was ending, so Jimmy Perry and David Croft came up to me and said, would I come on again as the German, just to say one line at the end to wrap it up? But they said, don't tell the rest of the cast, just come on and do it. So I came on at the technical dress rehearsal, and I paced up and down trying to remember this one line. And so I came on and did it, and the cast turned around and looked at me as if I was stark raving bonkers, you see, because they were totally unexpected. And when we actually came to record it, they acted being very surprised, which wasn't quite the same.
Where is the commandant? Why do you keep running away? I have been trying to give myself up.
But that's the episode that always done, because you see all the episodes repeated one after the other. Mm-hmm. I saw Manhunt for the very first time a few weeks ago when it was on, but I'd never seen it before. But and I have a beloved tape of Christmas Night with the Stars, because that was only shown twice, and I was in pantomime in Hull, being the wicked yellow dwarf in Goody Two Shoes, and there were no 125 trains, no motorways, so you had to stay in your pantomime time town for Christmas. You didn't go home because you had two shows on Christmas Eve and two on Boxing Day. So no way could you go home for Christmas. And so we had a little party, you see, on Christmas night, in the middle of which I got up and said, I'm sorry, I've got to go and see myself in Christmas Night with the Stars, and swept out. And so I was able to see it. And then years later, Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry did a programme called A Christmas Night with the Stars, in which they looked at these sketches from over a period of years, and I managed to see that in the Radio Times, and I got it. But it's got very worn out now, but now I've discovered that it's on DVD, and I've been given a present of it, so I'm really thrilled. Right. Is that enough?
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Robert. Bob. Yeah, well, thank you, Bob. Sorry. Yeah, so well, thank you for an interview.
Right.
Okay, and I'm sure people will have a great time listening to this.
Good.
Okay, Bob, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.